Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's say hello to Reverend James Hyland. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you're listening to this conversation saying, this is one of the reasons. Reverend James Hyland is with Most Holy Redeemer Church in Evergreen Park. And, of course, parish picnics and parties are a part of summer, especially on the south side. And you use this as a big fundraiser, and you've canceled it. Tell us why.
We did. Well, we have the event. It brings a lot of people in. We raise a lot of money for the church. There are always concerns about security. And after some of the events that took place this year with these flash mobs, and especially what took place in Tinley Park last weekend, those concerns that people have about safety and security really intensified. And we heard a lot from our parishioners about their concerns about safety, and we spoke with our local police department, and taking all that into consideration, our carnival committee met and decided that while it wasn't an easy decision, in the interest of safety, the best thing would be to cancel the carnival this year.
The carnival was scheduled for June 15th through 18th.
June 15th through 18th, right.
And it brings in 50,000 or 60,000 in funds for the church, which is very important, right?
Yeah, it is.
Gosh.
Well, we are looking at trying to put some alternative events or events together to make up for some of that. The fundraising is a big part of it, but the other aspect of it is just bringing the people of the neighborhood together, bringing our parishioners together, and just kind of strengthening your bonds as a parish and as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been another big point, another reason for having events of this type.
And it's been going on for 46 years, and you've never...
This would have been the 46th
one. Okay. And you've never had an issue, have you?
There have been little things that have happened, and, every now and then some people get exchanged words or, maybe a little fight has broken out at one time or another, but it's always something you can very quickly handle.
Yeah.
So and if you're bringing in, a couple hundred people, that might not always be easy to handle. So we weighed everything, and it just, people felt that the rewards did not outweigh the risks. So that's the basis of our decision.
So, Father, the obvious question, I think Lisa talked about it earlier, is as we hear now that North Avenue Beach is shut down because of 80 people and gunfire there.
I just heard that on your broadcast as I was waiting to come on.
Yeah, and so, I don't want to say reassure you, but does that help inform your decision that maybe you made the right decision?
I was thinking that as I was listening. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's unfortunate. I think our decision had already been made, prior to that. And I think, people are okay with it. I mean, I've heard, the reaction we've been hearing from our community is that, it wasn't an easy decision to make. And, we hate to see this happen, but nobody is saying it was a horrible decision and you did the wrong thing. So...
Because it seems
reassurance from our community that this is the right thing to do at this time.
It seems pretty impossible to stop a group of 400 people who have coordinated via text message or on social media to storm a festival all at one time, regardless of what kind of police presence or security you have. I understand where your committee is coming from. That if that was to happen, what do you do, and what kind of damage is done, and I hate that that parish picnics.
One of the other concerns people had with our carnival was that even if you have a bunch of people show up for the specific purpose of causing problems, and I know when flash mobs first started, everybody came and they danced, and so what? But now if they're coming, with the purpose in mind of causing problems or seeing what trouble they can create, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
And, even with we would have had to increase our police presence or security to have it. And the other thing, though, people were saying was, even if you keep them, you know, a crowd like that shows up, you keep them out of the carnival, you know, what's to prevent them from going through the neighborhood? We are in a residential community, and what's to prevent them from going around and vandalizing homes or businesses or other things?
The one thing I wish I would have asked when we spoke with the Tinley Park village manager was, how did all 400 of these kids arrive? Because that's of interest to me. They didn't all come up in 400 cars, and you would think that there would be some kind of tip-off. But was there any tip-off? Had there been any threat made against Most Holy Redeemer Church? Or
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm probably not on the social media networks.
Right. Well, it's nice to speak with you, Father. I'm sorry that's come to an end. Hopefully it will come back again. Will there be an alternative festival or something that you will?
Well, we're looking into that. Our carnival committee is meeting next week. And, you know, people have come up with a lot of ideas, and we're just going to try to see what we can do, whether it's the same weekend or maybe a different weekend if need be, to do something else.
All right. We wish you the best. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. As he's on hold getting ready to talk about the carnival being canceled in Evergreen Park, the news busts out of what is going on North Avenue Beach, and that's unfortunate because Beach has just opened today in Chicago at 11 a.m., and it's a beautiful day in the city. Maybe you're getting out of the city. Maybe you saw the person on the airplane try and open the door. Maybe you're thinking of retiring somewhere not in the United States, but out of the country. Peter Greenberg is covering all of that. He joins us next. He is the host of Eye on Travel. You hear him on the weekends. But first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.